Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Smell You Later.
Can we keep the wheels on this time?
Yes. Just yes.
I regret nothing.
Not four-wheel drive or just two-wheel drive.
No, we are all-wheel. It needs to be all-wheel. I'm from Wisconsin. I regret nothing, but I will say that, like, I was editing last weekend and I was like, Tynan, try this. How about shutting the fuck up? Like, I am just too comfortable around
this
you.
This is a podcast.
I know,
you're
but like.
To not shut the fuck up.
I know, but like, I don't know why I had to tell every embarrassing story I've ever experienced.
I think that's why people tune in.
Okay, but then this is the fucked up thing.
What?
I was like, that it was just haunting me all week. And I was like, God, what have we done? Like, I'm super proud of it. I'm proud of everything we do. I loved it. But I was like, that may have been a little, like, I don't know about this one. And then I looked at the analytics on Thursday night, like I always do, because I check once a week. And it was like, far and away, our highest performing episode. Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Oh no, do we have to do this forever?
I was like, go away. Not this.
Well, okay, maybe some of them are hate listens.
Whatever.
Know. Download is a download, baby.
I know. Thanks for the streams, girls.
Yes. I'm glad the analytics are so opaque. You know, I don't want to know, because the less I know, the better.
As you say, the less I know, the better.
I just see numbers. Accumulation. That's all we care about. It's like snowfall.
I know. I let myself check the numbers once a week, because if I do anything more, it'll drive me crazy. Also, I know I don't know what they mean, so why do we even care?
That's why I don't really check them, because I don't know what they mean.
We're creatives. We don't have to count.
No. Yeah, that's what producers are. I have no idea.
I know. We wouldn't know.
No, we would not know. We're just two girls talking into the internet for all to hear.
And I'll keep coming back. So yeah. Thank you. We're happy to be here. I'm happy to be here, Sable. It's a Saturday. It's a winter. It's cold.
It is so winter.
I know.
God. I want to have like me again talking about not being here.
If you talk about going on vacation.
No. But I'm like, imagine a lifestyle where you could spend eternal summer just switching hemispheres. Mm. Go to the southern hemisphere December through March and just chill out on a fucking beach. Or I guess that's how people in LA feel all the time.
Let's move to LA.
You know, everyone I know is fucking moving to LA.
I know.
And they're always like, some news, I'm working with Netflix now.
Yeah.
So does everyone have to work for Netflix now?
Right. Well, when your book gets optioned for a Netflix series, I'll be your assistant and we'll move.
Okay. So I feel like that's all people in LA do, is like they hire their friends to be like part of their team.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like Entourage, that show I never watched.
Smell You Later, West Coast edition.
You know what's really funny is when I was like 22 and fucking around and not doing anything with my life, mm-hmm. and I was doing extra work on shows that filmed around here because it was like easy money to do literally fuck all day.
Like work as an extra.
Yeah, yeah. You just literally show up and wear what they tell you to wear and then stand in a crowd.
I love that.
Which to my 22-year-old self was very glamorous, but I was like, I got paid $100 for like a 12 to 16 hour day that was later than taxed. Fuck that.
But $100 when you're 22 is like,
I know,
you know,
and everyone was hot there. So you're like, I get to hang out with all these hot people. Cool. I like became chummy with this one casting person, and he would just like send me things. And then he was like, oh, you should audition for this HBO show called, it was How to Make It in America. Mm-hmm. And there was like one role that was like, I think like a semi main role. And I was like, really, dude? Mm-hmm. The character was Asian. Her name was Ginger Kwok, I believe. Nicknamed Gingy. And do you know who they end up casting for the role?
Scarlett Johansson.
Close. Shannon Sossaman.
Oh my God.
And I was like, huh.
Well.
Also, I was like, there's no fucking chance in hell I'm going to get this role because I'm fucking nobody. I don't even have a headshot. Right. But like, really?
Well, now we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Shows them.
Shows them. Anyway, I never watched that show. I don't know if it was any good or not.
That's so weird.
I know. I don't know why I went off on that tangent.
So, I mean,
we were talking about LA. That's why.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's what I think of when I think of LA.
We're New York girls.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever. I say this as a person who's not really spent much time in LA, so I don't know if I could, if this is accurate, but part of me is just like, not for me.
I lived in LA for a minute.
Yeah, because you worked for what, MTV? MTV,
yeah. It was cool. It was fine. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Every time someone's like, oh my God, are people in LA like so fake? I'm like, I mean,
are you so fake?
Have you met people?
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. I'm like, people in New York are fake as shit too.
And I don't mean to be like that, but it's like, even in Wisconsin, I'm like, all of you motherfuckers are fake too. It's just like the way you wear it. Like, I loved LA. It was great. But now I sound like the psycho that loves LA.
I think if you find your tribe, it's a great time. But I think it can also be really isolating if you don't, because everything's so fucking spread out.
Yeah.
You have to drive everywhere.
As a biological woman from the Midwest, I have to say that, like, obviously, this is like the stupidest and most obvious thing I've ever said, but the weather, I'm sorry, but like not having the seasons change was crazy. Oh. I felt like I was just like floating. That's the only way I can describe it.
That would feel kind of weird to me.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea. I feel like the produce is better over there, though. Like,
okay.
Like the food.
Yeah.
Although New York City is such a food. I don't know, man.
It's fine.
Maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll reach that lifestyle where you, like, could spend some time in LA, like, oh, I'm going to LA.
Girl, I think you're about to.
We'll see.
It's going to be good.
Also, part of me is like, wow, that's like a, really like a 6-hour flight every time.
Yeah.
Like, that's not nothing.
Every time I fly to the West Coast, I do forget, like.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fucking long.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't want to do that all the time.
I was flying to Seattle, the city that I'm randomly obsessed with a few years ago.
Seattle.
I love Seattle.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to fly to Madison to Seattle, but something happened and they flew me to first North Carolina, then to Seattle.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, wait, you're making this trip longer? Yeah, like longer. In every way? It was terrible. I cried on the plane. I don't remember why.
There is a thing about planes making you more emotional.
Yeah.
There was like some article in probably The Atlantic about it, how people have studied, like, why are you crying to Coco on the little TV screen, which I fucking bawled to.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When I was like 10, I was coming back from LA, I think, with my parents. We had just gone to Disney World. This all might be a lie. But I was watching City of Angels on the flight with Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage. Yes! Is that right? Oh my God, girl. When I tell you, I was like guttural sobbing.
I was strangely obsessed with that motion picture soundtrack.
Mm.
I believe it featured Alanis Morissette, Uninvited.
Mm.
Or maybe it was an original song. Like,
that sounds that right, though.
I think it was Uninvited.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like so weirdly obsessed with that.
Yeah.
That my parents bought me the CD from Costco.
I love that. God.
I was a really weird 13-year-old.
Are you wearing something on your lips right now?
Yes. NARS Matte Air. What the fuck do they call it? It's like their Air Fluff Matte. Air Matte.
Okay.
Liquid lip color.
It looks so good. It looks like nothing.
I fucking love their lip colors. It's the shade Lose Control.
Did you just like ombre it or what?
It's faded. It's dry as fuck. My lips are so parched, but like, it looks so good.
Sable, I'll say it so you don't have to.
What?
I should be arrested, by the way. I put on this blush today.
What?
I know it got away from me and I tried to save it and I thought that I did, but I walked in here and I caught my face in your full-size mirror and like your apartment lighting and I was like, nope, the clown is here.
What are you talking about?
Do I look okay?
Yes.
I mean,
your blush looks normal and blushy.
It was combat.
Okay. Which one was it?
It's the Patrick Ta blush palette that they did for holiday. I will say that
I haven't fucked with this shit yet.
Okay.
But I want to.
It's fine. It's
they look very me colored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The formulas are all really good and really luxe and the price point is like pretty okay. The blush duos that have the powder and the cream are
every fucking thing.
And you know how you like put creams down first, then powder, obviously?
Yes.
They tell you to do it in reverse. What? So you put the powder on and then you bounce a beauty blender over on it.
I understand that.
And it like
for the dewiness.
Dewy, girl. It is dewy and like glassy. And you can sort of, it's not a highlighter because there's no pearl in it, but it's just really sheeny. Mm-hmm. So you can sort of get away with like no highlighter if that's your thing. It's so good. And the colors, you're right, are very you. They're very muted and fleshy. But this palette is very me. It's just batshit crazy. It's like hot pink.
It was
pink,
like all pinks.
Hot coral, and, and like a nice bronze brown. So yeah, I rarely do I see something that I can't live without. Mm-hmm. And luckily we get this all for free. But I was like, nah, like I'm not playing around. I need that. So that's what I'm wearing the entire pan, clearly.
I feel like with cheek stuff, I always am a sucker for like the NARS palettes. Mm.
The NARS palettes are
so good. The powder ones. Like when it comes to cream, I either ride or die for Clad Paint.
Yes.
Or Kosas.
I really like the Rare Beauty one. I will say it again.
I still have to try that.
It is like acrylic paint, but.
Okay. Yeah, you have raved about them for quite some time
which
now.
Which is so embarrassing.
Although I haven't been wearing complexion products because now that I'm like wearing my duck face N95 everywhere, like I'm trying to stretch those things. So I don't want to get like blush and concealer all over them because they're all white.
Meanwhile, I'm in full drag on the subway coming here.
So I've just been like doing a lot of eye makeup and not any complexion makeup.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Pandemic vibes.
Here we are again. Hey. You know what? I think everyone looks cute in their little duck face masks.
I do too.
I like that.
I don't have any.
I see people on the train. They have like colored ones. Yeah. There's like blue and pink. And I was like, where did you get that?
I'm double masked. Like it's 2020 again. Mm-hmm. The duck masks are on the way.
Yeah.
So you know I don't fuck around with any of this shit. Yeah. You're gonna catch me.
I kind of like it. I'm like, don't perceive me.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
I smell like... I don't know why I thought I talked about this in a previous episode. Maybe I haven't. I smell like Marissa Zappa's whore.
Is it whore or whore of New York?
I think the sample I have says whore of New York.
Got it.
But I think the released version is just whore.
Okay.
Which is kind of funnier, actually.
I do like it. I also really like the scent.
The scent is great.
So good.
It is a cherry scent through and through, but it also has a whole lot of like powderiness and a lot of almost like a boozy quality to it.
Yeah.
There's like a hint of booze. It's definitely like a bouquet. It smells almost like a bouquet of cheap flowers, like a bodega bouquet, but like all mixed into this like syrupy kind of cherry syrup feel.
To me, it smells like cherry cola.
Yes. Like my immediate thought was like, oh, it smells like somebody, I think I posted this on my Instagram a while ago. It smells like you took the apology bouquet that somebody bought you and you put it in a vase and watered it with cherry coke.
Mm.
That's what it smells like. And just left it there to rot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a vibrant, exciting, fun, sexy scent.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's really,
it smells like a night out.
Yeah, yeah, it smells unique, and we have compared it to something else in the past, but I will say I do like this much better.
We've compared it to Tom Ford Lost Cherry.
Yeah.
And like, it isn't. The more I wear it, the more I'm just like, I notice the differences.
I'm only saying that they're like, because a cherry scent is so hard to come by.
True,
they are very different, but like, you know, name another cherry scent.
Exactly. Yeah, this one is a lot softer than Lost Cherry. I think Lost Cherry is more...
Do you think?
I think Lost Cherry is more sour sweet.
Okay.
It has like a tanginess to it.
All right.
That's like a Shirley Temple.
Okay.
And this one is a little bit more traditionally perfumey, I suppose.
I think this one is even like badder than Lost Cherry.
Oh yeah, like I think this one has more depth.
Yes.
Like Horror has a lot more depth and it simmers down really nicely.
Yes.
I feel like Lost Cherry always plays that cherry note. Uh-huh. Like through to the end.
Yeah.
Whether you're sick of it or not. Mm-hmm. It's always there.
I love Lost Cherry. It reminds me of you.
Really?
Yeah, you gave it to me.
Oh, I did. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Memories. I do love that scent,
so
but
good.
It's I feel like I don't wear it that often because it's just like cherry, 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 cherry for like hours on end. And I'm like, okay, please. I have heard you.
What is the other Marissa Zappa scent? The cake one? Someone's
Annabelle's Birthday
Cake? Yes.
Yeah, you love that one. I haven't smelled that one.
Love. Do you have it?
I don't have it.
Oh, I have it. I'll bring it over. I love that. Mm-hmm. It is... I don't want to describe it because I'm not going to do it justice and I'm also going to get it wrong. But it is very birthday cakey, but it's also got a big like musky floral moment to it. I want to say iris and that's probably not right, but the floral in Annabelle's Birthday, I remember it being pretty like lasered in on whatever the fuck flower it was in a really lovely way. it just smells like a, what am I trying to say? Like a luncheon of only desserts in an illustration.
Oh, whoa. Like a cartoon luncheon. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll bring it over. It's so good.
Yeah. I think that one of hers is like a heavy hitter. Like yeah. People love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out Marissa Zappas and also check out her episode with her. She's dope.
Listen to the episode and smell the smells.
Honestly. Do it all.
Yeah. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, Sable, the jig is up. I talked about last week when you were wearing Fire by Aloria. Mm-hmm. I was talking about how much I really liked. Sorry. I tried to bring up the notes and this is what's on my phone. Don't ask. I talked about how much I liked Heaven by Aloria. And I said I was going to wear it this week. And for once in my life, I kept my word. I'm wearing Heaven by Aloria. And my God, I've actually, this is the third or fourth time I've worn it this week.
Oh.
I am really obsessed with it. I'm a little angry because this sweatshirt is new and it smells like a warehouse. And I feel like it keeps eating the scent. That's why I keep reapplying it.
Oh, yeah. Just absorbing it.
Yeah.
Like
so,
a new mattress.
So as we talked about last week, Aloria's collection is based around the elements. Mm-hmm. We're going to fuck this up again. Oh, we got it. Heaven, water, fire, and earth, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I was excited to get it. And Heaven was the first one I tried, and it completely knocked my wig off. Like,
which is crazy because it's a floral, and you don't really like floral.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a floral.
Neither would I.
I don't think it's a floral. It's a floral. you're
the,
right.
Yeah, like on the in like the marketing materials, it's billed as a floral.
Right, and I love the name Heaven.
Yes,
but I love the name Heaven because I like the scent. I went into it and I was like, oh, what's this shit? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be some airy white floral. Fuck this. Wow. From the moment I smelled it, it is so good. And not to, like, it smells, okay, take this journey with me. This smells, and we're going to get somewhere good, I promise, like the first deodorant I ever bought when I was like 14. And I'm trying to hunt down which one it was, but they don't sell it anymore because it was obviously like 2002. It was one of the, like, young teen boy sport ones. It was a gel and it was in a gray component, and it was just very like pre Axe, but also Axe was having it at the same time. I was just lucky enough not to choose that. This smells like that in a weird way, but elevated and adult. But like the core of it is that to me and my sick brain, it's like 2/3 of the smell that I knew and was like weirdly formative and scary for me because it was like so masculine and combative. But then it does wrap itself in these really airy, like musky florals and some other shit. Like the top is rose, pink pepper, your fave, orange and bergamot. It works its way down into a heart of green tea, freesia and passion fruit. Shout out to our girl. And the base is cedar, amber, musk and vanilla. So it's like doing a lot. Like I'd never see passion fruit in fragrance, especially paired with green tea. This is just sort of like all the hits in one fragrance, and it really works. It's like a peppery green floral afterthought. I don't know, it's so good. And it is, forgive me, but more, we always talk about how like we shouldn't gender things, but sometimes like when I'm trying to fucking describe it's something, it helps.
Conventionally.
So it's like, maybe I am part of the problem. I mean, it is a little bit more traditionally masculine than I like to go, which is funny because I don't feel that way about any of the rest of the collection. Yeah. But this is so, like, it's not me, but I'm obsessed with it. Like every time I put it on this week, I felt like a decoy. You know,
I would have thought that was more conventionally feminine.
Really?
At least on me. But, I mean, and as we know, obviously things smell wildly different between you and I.
I was just, wait, can you smell it at me?
Wait. Oh, wow. Yeah, it does smell way different.
Does it?
Because on me, it opens up really floral and then dries down and gets super gourmand.
What?
Yeah, like it starts to smell like caramelly and like cacao. Yeah. And for a second, I was like, oh, did I put on like Angel?
Yeah.
Like there's like that kind of vibe.
Huh.
So I was like, oh wow, this is a really complex floral if it can get to that point.
That's so wild.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, this is really, it's just such a nice surprise, and I am going to continue wearing it when I want to fool someone into thinking I'm someone that I am not. I love it.
We love to decoy via scent.
I know. We love lies.
We love lies. We love lying. Lying is the most fun a girl can have. Taking your glasses off. I disagree about that, but...
I mean... So, Sable and I were talking about the show and the future and the future. Things. And we have, finally, some exciting guests coming up for you guys. Thank God. So, it's not just us losing our heads on the mics. But we were talking, and because... You know, we pride ourselves on not being like a, this is no shade to anyone else, but like a, we're not a launch podcast. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
We're not a launch podcast.
What is that?
Like a product launch podcast. Like, we don't, oh. We're not just like covering new shit.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And because of that, I do feel like a lot of things come into our lives that don't make it to the show because they're not like what we smell like today. And, you know, they don't fit into the wrapper of the episode. Yeah. So... things have may or may not been falling through the cracks that we both really love. So
yeah, we smell a lot of smells.
A lot of stuff. So we're thinking about franchising this idea out into maybe monthly, maybe not. I don't know. But like things we haven't gotten to.
I think it's just like when enough of these things have accumulated that we can fill a whole episode with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's been, I mean, pre-holiday and holiday is a gigantic time for fragrance because fragrance is so giftable.
Yeah.
I mean, I disagree, but traditionally all of
it really is though. They gift the shit out of that stuff.
All the big launches happen end of Q3, beginning of Q4 because they want those on the counters to get them off of the counters. So, you know, there's a lot of that. But also, as we know, this podcast is not just tied to fine fragrance itself. So it's that and everything else we want to talk about that we haven't yet.
Yeah. That's why it's called Smell You Later.
I know. Sorry, let me type this in first.
Yeah. So it being the time that it is, and as I have said, my love for incense, my favorite distributor of accessible and affordable and very, very good smelling incenses, nipponkoto.com.
not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored. Yeah. They spammed me with a Year of the Tiger incense scent.
Oh, fun.
And it was this cute little set that comes with not very many sticks of incense. There's like 12 and they're the short ones and a cute little porcelain burner dish with a tiger on it. Cause it made me realize that 2022 is Year of the Tiger, which then made me realize, oh fuck, that means I'm turning 36. Like shit.
Shout out.
Increments of 12. So of course my sucker ass was like, I need this.
And increments of 12.
That's how the Zodiac goes.
Not simple math though.
So it's like every, what do you call that? Multiple of 12? 12?
You're asking me. 30?
Yeah. Anyway. So I was like, oh yeah, I want to get this little cute set. It was like $16. So it was pretty inexpensive.
Okay.
And I love incense anyway. So I got it. It's a very, very cute set. Very giftable, by the way. It's aloes wood scented, which I had to look up. It basically just means the wood of the oud tree, the same tree that makes oud. Or is it oud?
We're not a pronunciation podcast.
The same tree that makes oud is this incense scent, that the wood from that tree.
Okay.
And it just smells so good. It doesn't smell like oud. It just smells like wood. But it has that smoky, ashy, kind of cedary incense scent that I love so much. Mm. And I just want to shout it out because I was like, wait, this is a really great gift for other people, you know, who are also turning 36 and or 24 this year or 12. Although maybe don't give a 12-year-old something flammable, but like, yeah. And then I was like, what was I doing when I was 24? I don't remember.
I literally cannot remember being 24.
I don't remember 24.
I saw to that.
Yeah. And then I was like, wait, the next one is 48. Good Lord, we'll see where we're at then.
Like, still burning incense.
Yeah, and then it just made me realize, I was like, wait, time has transpired. How am I going to be fucking 36 this year? What have I done with my life?
That's a road that stop. You're literally killing it. You have everything you want.
There's like nothing I would have done differently. Mm. I'm just like, huh, that was weird.
Yeah.
On the one hand, I'm like, I guess I am where I thought I would be, but like not in the way that I thought it would be there. Sort of.
That's real.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think me, like, I didn't see any of this shit coming. That's, but it's so much cooler than I could have hoped. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And thank God I am successful. Because, like, there was a good amount of time where I think there was a big old question mark. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would never want to fucking repeat my 20s.
Oh, my God. No.
No.
You could drop me in at, like, maybe, like, 27 and I'd figure it out. But, like, that for... Please. No.
I also have to remember, though, that we came of age into adulthood at like super uncertain times. Like the year I graduated college was like the great economic crash,
right,
and the recession. They're so like, it's like,
good luck, bitch.
Yeah, they were like, good luck finding a job, ha 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 ha, go work retail forever.
It's like, okay. It's that, and it's also like all the things that we couldn't predict, like, I mean,
yeah,
one, the economic crash, two, Instagram. But like, I think about like how I studied PR, and like right when we graduated, Twitter was already a thing, Instagram was just about to pop, and I was like, not everything I learned is for nothing. That's silly. But I was like, none of that fucking matters. Like,
yep.
When have I ever done any of the things that I like studied and did so well in college? You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. And like, that is, of course, oversimplifying it. But I look back and I'm like, God, you were right on the brink of like this gigantic shift in the industry. And you had no idea.
Everything was thrown out the window.
LOL.
Yeah. Which actually ended up working out for the best, because then that's how we got our careers in digital media.
Yeah.
But also, woof.
I remember I asked a question, never mind.
Anyway, what is the smell that you have enjoyed lately?
So I mentioned that I had a theme and now I'm going left with it. I love this because your first option is so you and my first option is so me. There were a bunch of Britney Spears fragrances that came out within the last couple of years that were UK only, and their distributor pocketed a few for me and sent a bunch of them my way, which is very exciting. We've talked a lot recently throughout the fall and winter about intense versions of fragrances, how instead of like a new idea in a flanker, we're just getting an intense version of like a hero or a favorite.
Yeah.
And when I yanked this box open of Britney scents, I found Fantasy Intense by Britney Spears. Fantasy was her second fragrance after Curious.
That's a popular one, right?
Yeah. Fantasy, and there's also, I think, I don't know this to be true, but I think this is true, that Fantasy is the one with like a billion flankers. Curious has a couple. Fantasy has a million.
Yeah.
Midnight Fantasy is the one that Chandler Burr gave 4 stars in the New York Times. Right. Hidden Fantasy is the one I love. The OG Fantasy was fine. I remember being like, okay, moving on. Fantasy Intense. I will say, I don't know what's different about it. And as I say that, nothing is different about it. The notes are exactly the same. The addition of patchouli in the Intense, which I suppose makes sense.
That tracks.
I wore this because I don't love anyone more than I love Britney Spears. And I was really shocked by how much I liked it. The entire day, I was like, I smell so fucking good. And Fantasy is, you know, the bottle is magenta and so is the fragrance. You know what I mean? The bottle is rhinestoned and so is the fragrance. I mean, it's a very nectary red fruit fragrance. And as is the case with all Britney scents, there's a good dose of the white florals happening, but also there's a lot of gourmand in it. The top, there's kiwi, lychee, and pear. In the middle, there's jasmine, orchid, white chocolate, and cupcake.
Ooh.
And at the base of Intense, there's orris, wood, musk, and patchouli. And all day when I was wearing it, I was like, there is something here. There's like, yes, it's juicy and sweet and gourmand and all of the things that you would expect a celebrity fragrance to be. I mean, Britney scents, there are some heaters, but they're celebrity fragrances by and large. This one, there was something in it that was like, what's going on here? It was like creamy and delicious and gourmand, like Private Show is the one that is concepted around a frappuccino, but this one just had this like bakery velvety creaminess to it. And that to me is, looking at this now, the cupcake and the white chocolate. And sorry girls, it's really good. I don't know, it's just like, I
it smells like a Britney Spears scent, like the way you're describing it.
But like more luxury, like if Killian just threw everything out the window and went,
that could be a Killian scent,
you know. It does, it feels good and it feels expensive. I really like it.
Wait, and it's only available in the UK?
So it was only available in the UK. I just googled it and I think you can get it online. I mean, you can get
when was it launched?
2021.
Oh, so recent.
So it's a new girl.
It's
so good. I don't know. I just like, and we can feel good about Britney Spears fragrances again because she's getting her money because we freed Britney and her family is going to hell.
I don't know if those business contracts though, like definite, like follow the conservatorship. I don't know, but we'll see.
Wait, what?
Like, it's possible that whatever deal she has licensing with the fragrances isn't necessarily tied to the conservatorship.
No, like all her money was tied to the conservatorship, but now it's not.
Okay.
She got $2,000 a week.
Wow.
I know.
I'd like $2,000 a week, but whatever.
Well, yes.
Whatever. How can I live on that?
What's your next one?
Okay. So we, did we talk about this like in depth before?
I'm going to say yes, like, but I'm also going to say no.
Okay. So I feel like we mentioned this fragrance on a previous episode from Aedes. Aedes de Venustas. Their newest scent in their house line, 16A Orchard, which is their address in the Lower East Side, perfumed by Frank Vogel. Their whole idea behind it was that it was meant to capture like the youthful, exciting, creative, expressive energy of the Lower East Side and its inhabitants, and kind of have this like anything can happen kind of fluid.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it was supposed to be like one of those scents that are for everybody. They called it a skin scent. I don't know if I agree with that necessarily.
I get it, but I think it is. I think calling it a skin scent is not doing it justice.
Agreed. Yeah, like I think that's very flat. I found myself wearing it a lot lately. I also found myself comparing it to Glossier U. I don't know why I keep fucking
God.
Well, okay, they're made by the same person, and part of me feels like this is the boy version of Glossier U.
See, I canonically hate Glossier U, but I do. I like this one a lot.
I like it. It's heavy on the iris. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's super irisy, but it's also bright, and it has this like bright candiness to it that makes it a little bit more playful.
I don't get that on me.
Okay.
But I mean, there is a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that calling it a skin scent is not giving it its flowers, but I think it is sort of a wide enough net that it does make sense to say like it's a fragrance for everyone. And while that does make me roll my eyes, I do understand what they were saying with like Lower East Side. Yeah. There's so much diversity there. Mm-hmm. So I see it, I guess.
It kind of smells to me the way, like in a visual translation, the way see-through neon vinyl looks.
Okay.
Because it has like the vibrancy of the neon, but it's soft, so it's see-through.
We are two different bitches.
Yeah.
This is so just sandalwood to me. I'm smelling the atomizer, and that doesn't count. But yeah,
you know what I wear. When I smell the atomizer, I get a lot of iris.
That's so crazy. What?
Yeah. Like a lot. Like mostly iris.
Okay. No, I see that. I will say that when I wear this, this is very much a not me scent, but I do enjoy it. Whereas like the Santal 33 and Glossier U make me want to jump out a window. This is like still not what I, you know, really
It's complex. It's complex towards. In a really light way, which makes it confusing.
You're right. But yeah. It's complex in the way that I find those not to be. And that's why I enjoy it. It's a little, it's got more body. It's got more meat to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do enjoy this one quite a bit, even though it's not my shit.
It's very round and glassy, which I like.
Glassy. I like that.
Yeah.
Hmm. My next one. So I may have made a horrible mistake.
Oh.
Well, because Sable is always reminding me that this is not a fragrance podcast. It's a scent podcast. And I think that she uses scent as, you know, the all-encompassing...
Every smell.
Yes.
Every smell that you can smell.
But I think that's how I use fragrance. And I understand that difference there, but I think we use two different words the same way. But I'm always reminding myself to sort of like back out of fine fragrance and you know, talk about soap or whatever. And in looping in all my scents I wanted to talk about today, I was like, get other things, don't talk about fine fragrance. And I think you have all the like the perfumes and I have all the other shit.
Really?
Which is fine. A scent that I just got my hands on that I am liking a lot, that is a body product, is from, God, I hate the name of this brand, Zitstica.
Oh.
God. And
the Australian pimple brand.
Yes.
Sticka.
They have released a new body care collection for people with body acne like me, a body wash and a body scrub. The body scrub is called Fizz Fountain, and I don't really know why, because it doesn't fizz. It's just an exfoliator. Also makes me think of Jizz Fountain.
Someone tell their marketing team.
I know. I'm like, could we have
You know they're going to replace the F with the J.
Like, I'm sorry. Before anyone releases a product, they need to talk to a pervert.
There needs to be like a pervert consultant who's like, here are all the ways that people will make your name perverse.
You've all got my fucking number. I'm just saying.
I will happily do that.
I just don't get the fizz
of
it all.
Please DM for rates.
Right. Anyway, it's a body scrub. I'm so sorry.
I think that's a really good niche job.
Yeah. I've been preparing my whole life for this. It is a body scrub with AHA and BHA body exfoliators. So that means to exfoliate the surface and into the pore, both.
Man, the future is acids.
Yeah, the future is
acids.
They
just want to fucking bathe us all in salicylic acid.
The future burns. But my body is with it, though.
Yeah.
It also does have exfoliating microbeads. I'm glancing at the product page. I'm sure they're biodegradable because you can't use the plastic ones anymore. Anyway, I go nuts for peppermint scented things.
Yes.
Just anything peppermint. Mm. And this is peppermint scented. I'm sure probably by the oil. If I took a minute to actually read, I would know. Yes, the exfoliators are bamboo. And peppermint oil is what it is fragranced with. It is fantastic. I don't know. I only use it like once a week, maybe twice a week at most, and use it gently because, you know, not trying to scrub my skin off.
Yep.
But it's just it's a natural peppermint scent, but it is a little sweet in a nice way. It's not that peppermint that smells too like caustic, like a raw oil would.
Yeah.
You know, it's cut with the rest of the product, so it's muted a bit. I don't know. I love it. And it's like a nice part of my morning, and it feels like invigorating in the way that peppermint can, which is lovely. Yeah. I'm not insecure about shit, but body breakouts drive me fucking...
Yeah, you're on top of that shit.
That makes me feel very vulnerable and bad. So... Yeah, like you said, I'm on top of it. And I love this. The body wash is also great. It's fragranced or whatever with tea tree oil, which is peppermint adjacent, I feel. So the whole collection I really love. I also really like everything the brand has done in the last year or two. They're kind
really?
Of...
Yeah, you really liked what, their sunscreen?
I like the sunscreen because they use it as like a highlighter.
Right. It's kind of one of those like primary
skincare highlighters. It's like glow screen.
Yeah, I feel.
I can't use it all over, but like I use it on like basically the sides of my face, and I use a mineral on the top and middle and bottom. I love that. I love this shit. I think their pimple patches are the only ones that actually work because they have the teeth. Yeah, I feel like they dropped something else recently that I love, like within the year.
Okay, something that I meant to talk about earlier and just like never got around to. I got a sample of this with like a Neiman Marcus purchase that was canceled because I'm fucking basic and tried to buy that Dior lip glow oil in mahogany that went viral on TikTok or some shit.
Flop.
Yeah. And then I ordered it and then they were like, sorry, we're back ordered. We're canceling your order. So whatever. Neiman Marcus was like, here, have some fragrance samples. I was like, great, thanks. And one of them is Hermes H24, which part of me is like, are you trying to be like a film production company? Like, what is this?
Yeah, what is that?
And I remember Luca Turin talking about it, saying that like this was like one of his favorite new innovative scents of the year. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a designer fragrance marketed towards men. Ew.
Yeah.
And then now that I smelled it, I was like, I see what you were talking about.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's a fougère, as they call it,
Kay.
Which I'm still just like, the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, but it's a fresh green, right?
A fresh green. It is... Indeed, quite fresh, quite green, but it's also very complex. It's like soft and piney.
Okay.
It doesn't blast you in the fucking nostrils like every other men's fragrance. When I smelled, I do like this scent, but like the first time I smelled like Burberry Hero, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you're choking me out with toxic masculinity. But then it like dried down to something really, really nice.
I agree with you.
Yeah. This one is just like a pleasant, classy ride the whole way.
This is so weird.
Yeah. And it has tinges of like a traditional or conventional men's quote unquote cologne, but it has this like really green, fresh, planty complexity that I think makes it really new smelling and modern smelling to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing it on my wrist and I'm like, this smells incredible.
Shit.
It's an eau de toilette, so it's not very strong.
I'm just like body slam my mic.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is such a... I'm almost curious why Hermes wanted to market it towards men. I'm like, this could have just been an everybody scent.
I don't know that shocks me, but yes, I agree with
you. Well, yeah. They're probably just like, we need to pick our lane.
I agree with you. It's really... It's got a lot of depth, but it's really soft.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's really musky.
Yes. It's very musky, but...
It smells like fog.
Yeah. it kind of reminds me, because I do love a lot of their scents, uh-huh. and all of the ones for women, like I think Sir Lenil, they're all French names, yeah. something about Jardin, they all share this sort of like fluid, vaguely aquatic airiness to mm-hmm. it, like a lightness to it. Mm-hmm. This is like that, but interpreted in like a masculine way.
It smells like a Twilight movie.
Huh. You know what? Okay.
You know?
All right.
That's I'll allow good. It. I wanna call that in.
But it's really nice. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh wow. So I was like, okay, if this impressed Luca Turin, like I gotta smell this. He called it out as like one of his favorite new modern innovative scents.
Hmm.
Yeah. He was like, that. I think they're like, this is the way like scent should be going in. Like, this is such a great blueprint for like, I don't remember if he said like men's fragrances or just fragrance in general.
I'm obsessed. I have no recollection of that. I had COVID, whatever.
COVID brain.
Honestly. Yeah. Wow. I want to get my hands on that.
Yeah. But I was like, finally a designer house doing men's fragrance right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, God. It is definitely a fougère. I feel like such an idiot saying that, but
I do feel like a fool.
Yeah, it's like, what does that mean?
Fool,
but it's. So I find like fougères to be, if they're not going like the gross sporty route, they're yeah. almost like searing. You know, like mm-hmm. a really sharp.
They're like too sharp. Yeah.
Vine. Yeah, yeah, it's like I don't want that. This is mm-hmm. nice and weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a little weird, which is why I like it.
What's it called? A24.
H24. I don't know what the 24 is, but I was like, you do realize there's a film production company that sounds way too similar to
right.
this.
My next one, and I worry that this is lame, but it is timely and I do love it. And I have had this on my person for months now. In keeping with the peppermint theme, I have really been obsessed with the Touchland hand sanitizer and frosted peppermint.
Oh.
Is that what it's called? Frosted mint, pardon me. So Touchland just released a shit ton of new scents, all of which were developed with Givaudan, which is very exciting, a luxury fragrance house doing very affordable spray hand sanitizers. You get 1 ounce for $9. They look really cool. They're so mm-hmm. much less expensive than I ever think they are. Or should be. All the fragrances are good. It's that thing with me where it's like, I don't want to smell like anything but what I smell like. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about these is they don't smell like alcohol. They don't smell like a hand sanitizer. The thing that I don't love is like, if you spray the peach, you're going to smell like peach for not forever, but long enough that it's like gets under my skin. But I do love the frosted mint flavor because I love a mint moment. And this, like, it just smells clean and like doesn't clash with whatever I'm wearing. And if it does, I don't care because it fades away. Yeah, I like obviously am petrified of this pandemic that we are in, and have I worked with Touch. Oh, can I say that? I worked with Touchland in the summer a little bit, and they sent me just like a mm-hmm. ton of shit. And so there's literally one in my bag and my coat and my other coat, and the one that I will restock when this is all said and done, and by that I mean the component is empty, is the frosted mint, because it's just a nice, like, I don't know, it smells clean and icy, and it, like, I've been sanitizing my hands a lot, lol, and this just makes it like cool, and people think that it's like an Apple product
because the component is so cool. Every time I whip it out, everyone's like, what is that?
Yeah so I'm happy it exists. I'm happy to always have it on me. Yeah, I just like love a mint hand sanitizer. That's all.
I hope you don't accidentally use it as like breath spray.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't kill you. It's just alcohol.
Right.
But it probably wouldn't taste that great.
Right, exactly. Knowing me, I would. But what's your next one?
Okay, so it's a collection, actually. I don't know if they're new or just re-released, but Marissa Zappas released 4 scents: Violet Hay, The Sun Card, Smoked Jasmine Black Tea, and Petrichor, which I think I read recently means the smell of outside.
It, like, that is such a weird word to me, because yeah. it does mean something specifically tied to scent.
Yes.
And I've recently Googled it, and I'm going to again.
Google it again. Yeah.
A pleasant smell frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather.
Yes.
Wait, how do you say it?
Petrichor.
Pronounce it.
Petrichor.
What's that Petrichor?
Mean? Petrichor. Petrichor. Who cares?
Okay, so Petrichor. Oops. Not a pronunciation podcast.
No.
But I mean, all of these are so, so lovely. I think some of them have been around for a while, but she just re-released them and like rebottled them and they look all nice and new and shiny. My favorite, I think, is Violet Hay. Mm-hmm. I've also realized that like I have taken a shine to Violet as of late.
Okay.
I think after smelling it in the Boy Smells iteration, mm-hmm. Violet Ends, I was like, oh, wait, I do like this note. Like, this could be so cool yeah. and interesting and complex. And then ever since then, I've just like noticed it in everything else. But yeah, Violet Hay is really lovely. It's very soft. It's like taking a nap in a haystack in one of those Hill House nap dresses, probably.
Yes.
Yeah, Petrichor is actually also my second favorite. It's hard to explain, but it does kind of smell like rainwater a bit in like a really nice, soft, musky way.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of like musk to it. Mm-hmm. A little bit of like smokiness that I love. Yeah. The Sun card is very lovely. It is very bright, a little like kind of zesty.
That's such a cool name for a scent, the Sun card.
I love scent interpretations of tarot cards. I think they're really same. Cool. I love them.
I love tarot cards and I have no idea what they are.
I love tarot cards. Sometimes I do readings for myself and I just like Google. I'm like, what is the meaning of the Three of Swords, for example? And I just read a bunch of them.
Do you remember when we went to the DS Endurgo event and got our cards read and that girl read me down?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's always interesting having your cards read by somebody else because it's their interpretation, I guess.
Girl, she interpreted the shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, I mean, not that I'm like a hard read, yeah. but.
On the one hand, anytime I've gotten any sort of card reading, no one's ever said anything like super, super specific to the point where I'm like, oh my God, how do they know? Mm. But it's like all stuff that I'm like, oh yeah, that could apply.
That was me. Mm-hmm. That was me. I was like, how do you know?
Oh.
But I also think she was like working off my reactions, which were, you know, not subtle.
Yeah. I don't know.
Shout out to her.
Anyway, so the Sun card is like bright and it's also kind of like a round, bouncy, bright smell, which I like. I believe there is some citrus involved, but it doesn't come off as like overly citrusy. And smoked jasmine black tea is so lovely. It does smell strikingly like jasmine tea, obviously.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, but it has this like powdery softness to it that's just really, really nice. And yeah, it took me, just because we get scents, so many scents, it took me a while to actually get these on my skin. But once I did, I was like, holy shit, this is really good.
How many more do you have?
I feel like that was like my last one.
Okay, I have one more too. Speaking briefly about Boy Smells, like you just briefly mentioned, it's out. Hanoki Phantom is out.
I know. I was like, should we talk about this? Because we talk about it so much.
I know, we talk about it so much. I just want to say it. It's out. Go get it.
It's
and we're
out
not
now.
And we're not being paid to say that.
A couple of people DM'd us and they were like, oh my God, I got it.
Yeah.
It's like so good. Yeah.
I covered it this week, and when I posted the piece, I got a couple DMs that were like, oh, I copped this after you guys talked about it. It is great. So like just know that we're right.
Just know that we will never lead you astray.
So good. And, you know, like, sort of once the hype dies down and, you know, like, for us, which I guess is now since it's out, I'm like, is the magic still there? And I put it on this week and I was like, this is so goddamn good. Like,
I know.
Ugh. I demanded they send me a full size because I was like, I'm not.
Did they?
Not yet.
Good.
Finally, I know. So good. Go try it. It's my last one. Another fragrance that I received this week is from Bulgari.
Oh, and with that fucking huge bouquet of orchids.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful.
I know. The fragrance is called Allegra Spettacolore. I think it's just called Spettacolore. Yeah, they sent... Bulgari has been, like, snapping with the mailers lately. They're doing it right. They're sending, like...
They're not doing it right for me, because I'm getting nothing.
I'll connect you. I'm surprised that they don't send you. They send, like, gourmet meals or, like, flowers.
I love the bottles in that
collection. Oh, the bottles are so good.
That, like, mix and match collection. They just look like candies, like, wrapped
they
candies.
They look like bonbons. So
that's a new one of that collection.
I don't know if it's new. I don't think it's new. It feels like it's just a resend. That's a lie. Nope. Yep. This is new. The Allegra, what I believe is called the Allegra collection, happened this spring.
Yeah,
slash
it was
summer
the past year. Yeah,
because they released like five fragrances, which look like the bonbons, and then five intensifiers, which is just like a note to layer over to enhance, like vanilla, patchouli, rose, whatever. I liked it all, just fine. Mm-hmm. I really like this a lot, and not just because they sent me a gigantic thing of orchids and champagne glasses and Moet, but it's funny because Bulgari's fragrance copy doesn't tell you a goddamn thing, which is a little frustrating as a
just like any huge writer. Designer house. Yeah, they never do.
Wait, say it again.
I feel like every big designer house that does fragrance, the copy is just like all over the fucking place.
Right. I'm like, can you tell me what's on this?
Yeah. Even when they tell you the notes, I'm still just like, huh?
They barely do that. So all I'm gleaning from this is that there's iris, which of course I love. So it's powdery and earthy, and there's citrus. This tells me fucking nothing. There's citrus, and then I remember pulling from somewhere else myrrh as well. Ooh. It's just like, so the component is purple with like turquoise, and that is how the fragrance smells. It's like the purple of iris, and there's a lot of like fruitiness to it in the way that like purple florals can often be like very juicy. But then there's the what's the word I can never think of, the incensiness of like the myrrh, you know, that sort of like rides under it all. It's really bouncy, it's really springy, it's sort of like a gummy candy in a sophisticated way. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It showed up and the whole thing was cool, but the fragrance itself is great. And it's has a lot of depth to it and a lot of like plush fruitiness, but there's also like a real brightness to it. Mm-hmm. That I feel like I'm not doing a good job explaining this, but like there's not giving me like much to go on.
What did they say is in it? Like, how is it described?
Barely anything. They did. Oh my God. I don't think it says this in the one sheet, but in what they sent, it said something about like inspired by the deepest Italian emotions. It's like Italian emotions.
Oh my God. I love that. Who approved that coffee?
Honestly, I was like, did Lady Gaga write this?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, so late. You'll smell the way Lady Gaga acts.
Honestly, Jesus Christ, House of
the
Gucci.
Deepest Italian emotions.
The glimmer of colorful lights unveils the most beautiful Italian festa, swept up in the magical mood of this unique moment. You are filled with enchanting confidence, casting a spell on all the people around you. The night feels like a stage of a beautiful event, and the dancing lights play together in an incredible spectacle celebrating life. Under the glow, you're overwhelmed by a wondrous joy. Okay, so we're storytelling. The light is captured by iris, a rich floral note shining splendidly at the heart of Spettacolore. I'm not wearing my glasses. I can't read anything. A prized Italian symbol renowned for its preciousness. The flower imbues.
Yeah.
imbues the fragrance in italics with the exceptional elegance of Bulgari. Like an incomparable gem, iris reveals all its facets, powdery, earthy, and creamy in an iridescent like effect, and the flower's luminosity is brightened by citrus accents. So nothing. We get nothing.
Okay.
Oh wait. Oh yeah, in the bottom keynotes, iris concrete and myrrh. And iris concrete is one thing, not two.
Iris concrete. Interesting.
So like, okay. And I don't think that does it justice at all, but it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like purple neon.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
It's great.
Depth of Italian emotion.
Italian emotion.
I want to smell like Italian emotion.
God, it smells like dating me. Straight from hell.
Why don't we just feel like very heated arguing that just turns into like heated, like fucking.
Yeah, well.
Italian emotions. The only thing that I thought of that weirdly got sent to me was the Giorgio Armani My Way Intense.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
I really love Armani scents, like across the board.
I know.
I hated My Way.
I loved the Gioia.
Yes.
The Gioia scents.
Yes.
I hope I'm saying that correctly. All of them are the ones I've smelled. There's like Air de Gioia, Terra de Gioia.
Sun.
My
girl, Sun.
No, they sent me another one. It was like a yellow. I love the bottles too.
When
like
did they send you those?
Like maybe 2 months ago.
Shit.
They didn't send me the new one. Terra de Gioia was the newest one, yep. Which I asked for, but I don't think they had it. So they sent me Air and another one that I'm forgetting. Hmm. Fuck. But it was like the pale yellow color.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. And My Way is, I think it's like one of their best sellers. Hence why they made an intense version.
Yeah.
But it just smells so commercial to me.
So commercial and so like 90s.
Yeah, it smells like candy, floral, perfume.
Oh God, there's no candy in it for me. It just smells like really abrasive florals. It's quite abrasive. It smells like all my aunts.
Yeah, but also the intense version, and I think you said this to me, has like a bubblegum note in it that does come out.
Does it?
Yeah, and it does smell like pink bubblegum.
Wait, I want to smell it. I don't want to smell it, but
you can please take one.
The two bros, do you think?
I have no idea, but yeah. And then I kind of like, when I let it dry down, I was like, nope, still smells like perfume. Like just nondescript female feminine perfume.
It's funny. Like I always say, and so do you, like, even if something isn't, there's a difference between like us not liking something and it just like not being our style.
Yeah.
I hated that.
I wasn't repelled by it in the traditional sense, yeah. But like, I was just like, oh. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm talking about the original, not the intense, but like
they're similar enough that yeah. to me that I'm just like, okay.
There are a few times where I would just straight up talk shit on a fragrance, and that's yeah. one that I'm like, I was pissed.
Mostly I'm just like, this is like Giorgio Armani makes so many beautiful yeah. complex scents that I'm like, this is what the people want. Really?
It was such a big launch month for them.
Well, maybe then I was thinking, I was like, well, maybe they just put way more marketing power behind it. Like mm-hmm. that might have been it. Maybe it's it's a bestseller because it's the only fucking one they have.
But that was my next question for you, honestly, is like, is it just good because like, there's just such a big push and maybe. Like it's a new like sexy maybe. Armani fragrance. Yeah. Like,
why is it called My Way?
I don't know.
I don't
terrible.
Get that.
Terrible.
Like what?
I don't. It's all bad.
What?
Only good.
All
thing
of the names.
All the names.
My Way. Like, okay, I would expect a scent called My Way to have like a very Calvin Klein-esque marketing campaign where it's like, this is how I do it my way, you know, mm-hmm. like where they just focus yeah, on all these like individual right. hot like people.
My Calvins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is just, you know, your traditional pink, beribboned, beautiful model woman completely. With wind in her hair. And yep. you're like, okay. There so was every fucking way.
There was, this was also one of the first, like large temple fragrance campaigns from a brand like Armani that I saw that they were playing a sustainability angle because you could refill the bottle.
I don't think
I'm like
every fucking beauty brand is like either making jumbo sizes or doing refillability as their big sustainability campaign, and I'm like, that ain't it.
Yeah, I'm like, that I don't think it. That means what you think it means. And like, okay, fine, if that becomes like you know, everyone is making refillables. Mm. Sure, I guess that's something.
Yeah.
But I don't. This whole like using less glass in a bottle because that's being sustainable. I'm like, no, that's actually not that what that means.
But like, okay, so they sent the two bottles of perfume and a refill, and the refill comes in a glass bottle.
That
so I'm just
right.
like, okay. That it would make more question. Sense if you could go to the counter and refill.
That's
it.
What like, I thought it was.
But I think just Lalabo does that. To refill. Killian does that.
Yes.
Yeah, they send you another bottle to refill your other bottle with.
I don't think that's what sustainability means.
No, that's kind of the opposite.
I'm not a scientist.
No.
Don't know if you
know. I'm not a scientist, but I don't think that's how sustainability works. No. Yeah, me too. Hmm. Yeah, that's really weak to me. I was just like, huh, didn't need that. No. Seems unnecessary.
They save so much of that one awful perfume.
Yeah.
Love that.
I don't know, man, but... What is the sustainable answer? I don't know.
I mean, this is like
make less stuff
to not
and I would almost say use biodegradable packaging, which is great. A lot of beauty brands have started using ocean waste plastic yeah. or recycled plastic or like a bioresin plastic. But what actually happens is that it still takes hundreds and thousands of years to break down unless you bring it to the correct recycling facility.
Right.
So unless you're like properly disposing of these things, they're still going to end up in a landfill.
Yeah.
They're still going to be eaten by turtles.
I mean, like I just feel like the only fucking like answer to the like, true answer to sustainability right now is just like to not make and to not buy, which like doesn't work well in our industry, know. You know? Like,
yeah. I wondered that because like we grew up like I think like Forever 21 like just launched when I was like a teenager mm-hmm. and I was like floored at like the vastness and variety of styles the store had to offer yeah. at the low prices
yeah.
and to me I was like, oh my god, this is so incredible, like I can actually afford to buy clothes, whereas before like I don't know, I'd like shop on the sales rack at department stores
yeah.
and even those like ready to wear is like sort of fast fashion-y,
yeah,
because it's seasonal, but right, like I don't think people will ever be able to fathom going back, because even brands that are like eco-conscious and sustainable, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And because they're like, yeah, this is what it fucking costs when you pay, when you source the materials consciously and pay people a living wage.
Here's my question though. And I know that like the fast fashion conversation is so much bigger than just like wearing your clothes and throwing them away. It's about, you know, sourcing materials. It's about the people who make them.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's larger than just like what you see in store and what you do with it. But actually, never mind. I don't know. So like, me, like I don't buy a lot of clothes, and like all my t-shirts are vintage, which is I guess inherently sustainable in mm-hmm. a way, but like my work shit, button downs and blazers and shit, like all of my button downs are from H&M because I really like them and they don't wrinkle, and I'll wear those for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Yeah. I run them down in the way that I would wear, like, I don't know, $100 button down. Not that sure. I'm buying those, but like that to me isn't the fast fashion, you know, cycle of like everything is so like hype beast and seasonal, and like you wear it, then you throw it away. That to me is not the same thing. And like you sure. gotta buy clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is not me like defending H&M. Oh my God. But I'm just, I always think like where, like, you know, if I buy an investment piece that is suddenly really seasonal and like I hate it in a season, is that any better? You know what I mean? Mm. Like I think it is as much about who you buy from and their, I don't know, ethics, and it is also, not to put it on the consumer because it's not, but like how you wear your clothes and what you do with it and how yeah, you treat yeah, your yeah. shit, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know if that made any sense. It's just something I think about.
It makes me think about too how there's no definitive style past the 21st century because everything is so seasonal, and now suddenly there's like 12 seasons a year. Like every, you know, like Zara, H&M, like they rotate all of their mannequins like every other fucking week.
Yeah.
And they come out with things like every month or so, probably less than that. Like in the 70s and the 80s, there was definitive style because they were like, we're making this clothes that people seem to want and it's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah.
So like there's the time to like set it in, to like work with this aesthetic.
Sure.
But like with us, we don't have that because we just have so many options that there's like no style.
I never thought about that. That's
yeah. Like there's going to be no definitive style of like the mid-aughts or whatever. Early yeah. aughts, mid-aughts.
Because like
it's just recycled Y2K shit now. Mm-hmm. And like on the one hand, they're like, oh, Gen Z is so creative, blah, blah, blah. Also, I think generations are a scam. But the youths of now, they're so much more expressive. They're so much more individualistic. Like they're not like sheep just following this one style. Like they're really being individuals. But also, I'm like, they're also kind of just regurgitating the styles that we would wear. Or like from the 90s, from Y2K, from the 70s, like, they're kind of just doing, they're like cosplaying the past.
It's so funny because I was like, my fucking mom would always say that, you know, because I was always into vintage stuff and mm-hmm. whatever. And she would always tell me, you know, fashion's a pendulum. It always comes back yeah. to you. But, and I was like, it won't with me. You know what I mean? Like the 2000s will only be in style once. And now I see all these bitches on the street
yeah.
wearing all the shit that we did or that I wanted to. And I'm like, yeah. oh my God, now it's me.
Yeah.
You know? Oh no.
I do feel like the early 2000s are like the last decade of definitive style, like the low rise jeans, those like weird butterfly tops, and like which even is like harkening back to the 70s, but like the interpretation of that
yeah.
and like the tackiness of it, like the celebration of tackiness is like in and of itself its own style.
I think we're gonna get one more iteration of like one, I don't want to call it generation, but like one style evolution past that. I do think it's gonna be like past Y2K culture and a little past paparazzi culture, but it's going to be like
athleisure was a big thing,
low-rise jeans,
yeah,
heavy tan, almost like post Jersey Shore.
Wait, you think that's going to come back?
Yeah, like
I don't think
the Hills, almost like
not in earnest,
almost like fucking like Charlotte Russe.
I fucking loved Charlotte Russe.
Do you know what I mean though? Just like that, like sort of like Linkin Park After Dark, like quilted boy bag from Charlotte Russe.
No, that's aesthetic. Like happening now.
I put
like it's all the shit that's on like ASOS.
But that to me is 10 years past the butterfly clips.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that to me is early to like 2010.
Yeah, I think I'm like referencing,
actually maybe even like 1998 to like 2008.
I'm referencing The Hills specifically.
Okay, I never watched that show.
Iconic.
How did we fucking get on this topic of like
sustainability? Anyways.
Oh, right. Anyways, this is a Scent Podcast.
Yes. We're doing so much better than last week.
Yes, we are. We're keeping it on
the, yeah. The train is on the tracks. So we can't guarantee that for every episode, but this one wasn't too bad.
We did it.
Also, I make no apologies.
We did it, Joe.
I'll post a question this Tuesday, just like I said it was going to last week, and then didn't.
You need to stop saying that because you're setting yourself up.
I'm working
up
from
for
home.
Disappointment.
It's easy for me to do. Just pop it in Instagram.
Well, you don't have to say you're going to do it. Just do it.
I like to keep you guessing.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways,
when I do that, tell us what fragrances that you have found recently that you love. They don't have to be fine fragrances. They can be whatever, clearly.
Yeah. What you smelling? What are you smelling lately? Follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. Leave us a review and 5 stars.
Yes, please.
It helps us out a lot.
It does. It's great. We read them all and we like them.
Me too. You guys are so nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. And until next week, we will
smell you later.